Now gives it there to Moore. Down to Fossness in the lane. She's going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 7:45 left in the game. That is Talia Ely's third personal foul. First team foul against Russell here in the fourth quarter.
That's one thing. Ely has not been a factor in this game tonight, really, for Russellville. We've done a good job on her. You know, Burke coming out hot, getting like she did, and then the bucket got big for Russellville, and they just haven't been able to miss.
Well, Libby Fossness hits the first free throw. Luckily, Mount Tom hasn't missed from the line tonight. Second shot for Fossness is good. She's got four, all from the charity stripe. Here's Burke quickly back the other way. Going in for the layup. Goes coast-coast. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Fossness.
Go. Good pass.
Ball's quickly to the front court to Yonkers in the lane. Her layup was blocked by Willis, but she loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds off her foot, and then Mount Tom will get it underneath their basket.
Man, we had a good break there, good pass ahead. It was a good job by Willis going straight up. Jayla tried to draw contact, but didn't get the call. Anyway, we're talking. This reminds us a lot of the Searcy game, right?
Yeah. Jasmine Garcia coming in, replacing Talia Ely. Shouldn't the shot clock reset?
It should.
They're not going to. Inbound pass goes to Ferris. She dribbles to the low block and has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Cyclones.
Didn't matter anyways.
Yep. Ball goes to Willis. Now top to Burke. 7:15 left in the game. Burke's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Fossness. It was knocked away around for a moment, but she's able to control it. Here is Husky quickly back the way, going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Campbell. Ball is quick. Russell just got a little too careless on that play as the pass goes well wide of Kyra White. And Mount Tom dodges a bullet as Russell commits an unforced turnover.
So we're a minute and 6 seconds into this fourth quarter. Russellville's had one shot on goal and three turnovers.
Yep.
Mount Home has 2 points. That tells you all you need to know about what's happening tonight for us. You know?
Mount Home bringing in a bunch of subs a moment ago, and McCarn, Bailey Rittenberg came back in. I believe Sarah Williams may have two. She's going to dribble on the left side, gives it to Husky. Over to Rittenberg. Rittenberg dribbles to the low block. Kicks out to Moore. She's going to put up the long three-pointer. Won't go. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She puts it back up. Won't go on the layup. And the rebound this time is controlled by Ely.
Yeah, there's the other reason right there. How many of those little point-blank shots have we missed?
Lake and Moore called for the foul in the backcourt. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mount Tom. Mount Tom crowd really wanted a foul against Ely after she got the rebound. Looked like she threw a few elbows.
Yeah, she had Anna's arm trying to clear the ball, and those two have been going at it down low all night.
53-36, Russell with the ball in the lead. Burke with it in the front court. Throws over on the right side to Garcia. She dribbles into the lane. Now gives it to Willis. Back to Burke. Burke's going to drill into the lane. Now throws it into Campbell in the left corner. Her three-pointer's up and in. Z Campbell with 7 on the night. Back to a 20-point lead for Russellville. Here is Rittenberg. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. That won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ely. You know, Ely hasn't been a factor much in scoring, but she's gotten a lot of rebounds
tonight.
She has
rebounded the ball well. Especially, we've given her a lot of opportunities to rebound, Matt, with all the missed shots that we've had.
Yeah, that's true. Here is Burke with it up top. It has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. She gives it to Ely up top. She's going to try for the three of her own, and she banks in. It's that kind of night for Russellville.
Yep.
Talia Ely with 7 on the night. Back comes Moore. She's going into the lane for the layup. For the leaner, won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ely.
We just can't get a bucket to fall.
Burke quick into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Willis. She's going to put up the jumper in the paint. Bounces around and falls in.
Hits the top of the backboard again. It bounces real high. Comes up, nice little kiss off the top of the backboard and goes in.
And Mount Home has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russell. Lady Bombers will inbound underneath the basket with 4:52 left in the game. That was Will's first 2 points of the night. It's just been that kind of night for Russell. The shots just take high bounces and they fall in.
Yeah.
Rittenberg dribbles into lane, puts up the jumper, won't go. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She throws it back out to Husky, up top to Moore. Fakes out her defender, puts up the three-pointer, won't go, and looks like a foul's going to be called.
Yeah, they're going to get Burke on the foul. They pushed Bailey Rittenberg in the back. Number two is who they're going to get.
That's going to be Campbell. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Cyclones here in the final quarter. Bailey Rittenberg checks out of the game as Jaylee Yonkers comes back in. 4:40 left in the contest, 61-36. Russell up. Sarah Williams takes the inbound pass. Immediately puts up the three-pointer. Won't go. They're not falling for us, but
no,
they are for Russellville. And the Lady Cyclones come up with the rebound.
That was a wide-open shot. Hung on the rim for a little while. Looked like it was going to fall and just came out.
Burke with it up top. Dribbling on the left side. Has the ball knocked away. And fight for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Lady Cyclones with it on the possession arrow.
Yeah, I think we've held Burke scoreless in the second half, haven't we?
She did have one basket.
One layup, yeah. So, there's that.
Yep. But others have stepped out in her place, though.
Yep.
Ball is with Campbell on the right side. Now up top to Burke.
I'll tell you, as one of those guys that wasn't the big leading scorer on my team growing up, the bucket lock looked a lot bigger when we were up 30. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
For me, anyway.
Burke's layup wouldn't go. Mount Tom got the rebound, and McCarn's going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Ely, and I believe a foul's going to be called Mount Tom home there. Wow, that's one you definitely got to get.
Yeah, he just kind of pumped fake to, and then just missed the little chip shot.
Anna McCarn's going to check out of the game after picking up her second personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Livy Fawcett's going to come back in. And Russell will bring in several substitutions, almost clearing the floor, and actually,
I think they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not wanting to get any, nobody's wanting to get anybody hurt right now, and just.
Keister might have stayed in there. So, but anyways, back quickly comes Garcia. She's going to throw it to Willis in the left corner. Her three-pointer's up and in. Shia Willis with five on the night, all here in the fourth quarter. And Lincoln Moore back the other way. She's going to be fouled on the way in. Russell's actually right now, but I was about to say are invoking the mercy rule. They're a couple of points away, but Lincoln Moore is going to cut into that. Kayna Keister picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Cyclones.
I'm not a fan of good losses or this, but honestly, for this Lady Bomber team, this is a loss that kind of reset their focus a little bit. You know, they've been able to play and beat some teams, and it's a loss that they're going to have to kind of gain their bearings back and kind of get back in as a team and figure out who we are and what we do.
Lincoln Moore hits both of her free throws, and back the other way, Russellville turns it over. Ball goes out of bounds. Morgan Young coming in for the first time tonight for Russellville, replacing Shia Willis. Young, a junior on this Lady Cyclone team. Moore has it up top, takes the screen, pulls up for the three-pointer on the right side. Good. Lincoln Moore with 16 on the night. All here in the second half. Back quickly comes Garcia. She's going to look like she was going to go coast-to-coast for a moment, but instead she throws out to Keister for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound controlled by Yonkers. 64-41, and Mount Tom's going to turn over as the pass goes a little high of Libby Foss's reach. Lakin Anderson coming in for the first time tonight for Mount Tom, replacing Lakin Moore. Anderson, a 5'6 sophomore. 3:01 left to play in the game. It is a 23-point lead. And so Mount Tom looks like it's going to be suffering their first conference loss of the season. Ball goes over on the right side to Stroud. Up top now to White. Over to Keister. Down to White. Her layup was knocked away. They're going to say it's actually off of Russellville. Mount Tom's going to get it back. Aston Ferris comes back in for Mount Tom, replacing Jaylee Yonkers, and also Lauren Rawls coming in for the first time tonight as Parker Husky takes a seat. Rawls, a 5'5 sophomore. Rawls dribbling on the left side, gives it there to Anderson. Anderson will find Fossis in the lane for the layup. Good.
A good little offensive set. Good pass there by Lakin Anderson.
Fossis with her first field goal of the night. She has six this evening. 64-43, Russellville up. And Lady Cyclones almost turn it over. Garcia with it. Throws out to Stroud. Her three-pointer is up and in. She's got six all from behind the arc tonight. 67-43, and Ball's knocked away as Mount Tom got close to turn it over once again, but the ball goes out of bounds, and so Lady Bombers will keep possession. Lizzie Harrison coming in for the Lady Cyclones as Kana Keister takes the seat. Harrison is a sophomore for this Russellville team. Here is Rawls with it. Throws it to Anderson on the left side. Up top to Ferris. Over to Rawls. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Stroud. She's quickly back the other way. Going coast-to-coast for the runner. Good. Soraya Stroud with eight on the night. 69-43. Russellville up. 1:47 left in the game. Rawls was looking for Williams. Ball knocked away. They're going to say last touch by Russellville. Mount Tom will inbound on the far sideline with 1:41 left in the game. Jada Jones, a sophomore for the Lady Cyclones, comes in for the first time tonight, replacing Kyra White. And Libby Fossus will take a seat as Kira Alkire comes in this seat right now. Ava Fossus coming in now, replacing Addison Ferris. Ava Fossus, a 6-foot senior. Alkire, a 5'6 junior. Inbound pass goes to Rawls up top. Over to Anderson on the left. Over to Ava Fossness. Now Williams has it. She drills to the elbow. Throws up top to Anderson. Over to Alkire. Now Ava Fossness gives it to Williams. She's going to pull up for the three on the right side. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Garcia. Garcia quickly back the other way. Going coast to coast for the layup. It won't go. Ball's knocked away. And Mount Tom comes up with the ball. Ball's quickly back the other way. Giving it to Anderson, now to Williams. She's going to try another three-pointer. This one won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Garcia. She'll give it to Stroud, who's back the other way. She's going to put up the jumper on the right side. No good, and the rebound is chased down by Alkire. Less than a minute left to play in this game. It's a 26-point lead for Russellville, and Mount Tom almost turned it over. Ball is knocked out by Russellville. Mount Tom will keep possession with 50.2 left in the game. Addison Ferris checks back into the game as Sarah Williams takes a seat.
There's times you just say, I just took a good old-fashioned butt-whooping.
Yeah.
And that happened tonight to the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, sure did. Ball goes to Alkire on the left side. She'll take the screen, dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Young. Ball is up top with Garcia.
About 34th rebound by Russellville. That tells you how many shots we missed tonight.
My goodness. About a 4-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Ball goes over on the right side to Young. She'll give it to Harrison. Over to Stroud on the right side. She drills to the free throw line. Now throws it over on the left side to Young. Now Stroud has it. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Soraya Stroud with 11 on the night. Back comes Anderson. She's going to put up the three to answer. No good. And that's the way this game's going to end, with Russellville getting a 29-point victory.
Just an old-fashioned butt-whooping.
Mike.
But we just couldn't make shots, and they made shots. And once they got the momentum going, it was all downhill for the Lady Bombers after that.
That was an unbelievable performance by Russellville tonight.
Yeah, they played great. Good team. That's what good teams do when they get hot. They make shots, and that's what they did. And a great game, and good team, good win by Russellville.
We'll come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. Our final score, Russellville defeats Mount Tom 72-43. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today.